Now joined by the head coach of the Princeton Lady Tigers in Bill Gooden. Let's get caught up on Princeton basketball here. They've had a nice little run. I haven't had a ton of games. In fact, really nothing over a holiday break, but did come back and start a busy week on Monday. 60-48 win over La Plata. Green City road trip tonight. Green City coming off a loss to that really good Milan team on Tuesday. And it's right back into conference play. Or the conference opener, I guess we'll call it. South Harrison at Princeton on Friday. And I'll correct myself because Princeton does have a conference win against Trenton thus far. Coach Gooden, it's certainly this year, if you have games and you got a lot of games this week, that's a good spot to be. Congrats on the win Monday.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it felt good to get back out on the court. You know, the last time I coached was the Worth County game because I was sick with the COVID. And missed two ball games and missed our conference opener, and I've never done that. But it felt good to kind of get back out on the court. The kids were kind of excited about it. And, you know, we played pretty well against La Plata. We jumped out to a 24-7 lead, and our press was real effective. And we had, you know, and then La Plata closed the gap. I think they got it down to 6 at one time. We came away with a 12-point win. But, you know, it was a good balanced game for us. We had three girls in double figures. Lauren Crone had, I believe, 18 points and 11 rebounds, and Grace Kelly had 11 points and 10 rebounds, so we had two in double-doubles, and then we had Megan Spencer with 11 points. Then we had two girls, Jasmine Allen and Claire Buckler, that both had 7 points apiece, so it was a good win for us. You know, I thought we played pretty well. We got a little out of control a little bit in the second and third quarters, but we, you know, we held on for the win, a good 12-point win against a pretty good La Plata team, because I think they were like 5-2 at the time, and they're a young ball club. They don't have any seniors, but you know, they're going to be a pretty good ball club down the road.
I asked Coach Collins this on the boys' side. I'd assume the same with the girls, because it was tough to get practices in. You got girls on quarantine and trying to see who's ready to go and active, and you're working on Christmas and New Year's too, so I'd imagine on Monday night, although you started really fast, did you get the sense that there was any sort of rust that the girls are trying to knock off a little bit because of not playing in so long?
Well, we'd had a couple of practices, and we kind of just, I like to have the holiday hoops or holiday time to work on individual stuff and, you know, kind of break things down, but we just kind of brought the girls in and warmed up and just scrimmaged 2 days in a row and just kind of get them back to playing together and kind of get a little sync, you know, it's in sync a little bit better. And I think that helped us, but we definitely, our legs got tired because we hadn't had as many practices. And, you know, that was an effect, but it was the same thing for La Plata. I think they were in the same boat as we were as far as practices and games, and we were a little rusty in some areas, but you know, we sure started off with a lot of enthusiasm, and you know, you definitely like to get off to a good start. And you know, I think mainly we just got a little bit tired is why they closed the gap on us, and they hit some threes there to really close it quick, and we made some adjustments on defense and offense, and like I said, they closed it to 6, and we made an adjustment, and that kind of worked for us because we moved some people around. And Lauren hit like back-to-back shots for us, and Jasmine hit a couple of back-to-back shots, and that was because we made some adjustments and moved them to different areas. And you know, but we were a little rusty, but it was sure good to get out and play, and we knew what we wanted to do, and the kids performed it.
I can't remember which coach it was. I don't know if it was Coach Owens or whatnot, but we're talking about, you know, if you need a basket, a go-to sort of player, and certainly Milan has one, and Katie Pauly, and yeah, it might have been Coach Owens, because we were talking about Tori Meineke up at Mercer being one of those players. Yeah, to me, Lauren Crone, if she's not there yet, I think she's moved into that sort of category where if you have a big possession and you need a basket, at some point, I don't know if Lauren's going to get the basket for you, but she's going to touch the ball in that possession, correct?
Yeah, she is. You know, the ball's in her hands an awful lot. You know, we expect a lot out of her. We expect a lot out of all of them. And you know, Lauren's, she's athletic, and she's quick, and she's long. She's really done a good job on her press, and she makes our press go. You know, when we don't have her in the game, our press is not quite as effective just because of her quickness and you know, from that standpoint. But you know, we're a pretty balanced ball club. We don't have anyone that's just going to just come out like a Katie Pauly, you know, or a Tori Meineke. But you know, she's the one we want the ball in our hands as much as possible to take the ball at the hole or, you know, to get squared up for a good shot. She's playing pretty good basketball right now. I'm really happy with her, and her intensity is there, you know, and she's going to give you 100%, you know, the entire time as long as she can.
You know, you score 60, which is a really good night for the Lady Tigers. And the thing I like about Lauren, too, is I think Lauren knows that she's probably the number one option for you offensively, but she doesn't force a whole lot. And if you're able to score 60 and get balanced scoring and Lauren have 17 offensively, that's a really good night for your basketball team.
Yeah, it is. And the flip side of that, we scored 60 points and we shot 41%, but we had 25 turnovers, which, you know, that drives me up a wall. You know, and had we taken some of those possessions away and turned those into baskets, you know, we might have been able to hit the 70 mark, because that was some missed opportunities that we had.
Green City tonight, Coach, and, you know, that good Milan team, you run into that 1-2 punch that they have scoring-wise, and that'll make for a lot of long nights. So they took one on the chin against Milan. But for not having, trying to remember the name now, who's the senior that they had last
Littrell.
Year? Yeah, for not having
Brooke. The Littrell girl.
Yeah, for not having Brooke. I know that they're probably not as stout as they were last year record-wise, but that's still a tough place to play against a pretty good basketball team tonight.
Well, the last time I was in Green City Gym, and I'm sure it's not the same gym, was in 1976. So so it's been a while since I've been there, but, you know, Green City's got a good tradition, and, you know, they love their basketball over there, and they've had some pretty good teams. You know, we played Green City in Holiday Hoops, I believe it was 2 years ago, and we beat them by, I think we beat them 48-47, and Brooke had 42 of their 47 points.
I remember that game.
You know, that night.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, but I think, you know, I don't really know a lot about them. I think they've got a couple of pretty good guards. And, you know, they're definitely going to be a different look than what they have been the last couple of years. But they've had enough games now to kind of get under their belt. I'm not sure how many games they've actually got in, you know, to where they can kind of, you know, learn to play without her being around there.
If Milan is a team to beat in the GRC, and, you know, with the talent that we've mentioned, they're going to be a team that people look at and say, you know, if they're not at that position, they're near that position. You don't play them for a while until the 4th of February. I know how much importance you put on Grand River Conference games. So you play Milan late in the season. You got South Harrison at your place tomorrow, Coach. And I know, you know, with Green City and South Harrison, you want to take care of your business tonight. But you put an awful lot of importance on winning those GRC games, and you got another one coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, I do, and I've told the kids, I said, you know, we want to win every ball game possible, you know, and look as good as we possibly can. But, you know, our conference games outside of district, and, you know, I think Trenton's found that out since they've joined the Grand River Conference, and, you know, it gives you something to play for, you know, when they came into the conference. And I'm kind of a conference traditional, you know, that type of person. And to me, that's a big game Friday night. And one we definitely need to, you know, to come out and take care of business and play well. I think it's one we can win and we should win. But, you know, playing back-to-back like this, it's going to be interesting to see. We haven't played back-to-back, but, you know, it's going to happen, and we just got to deal with it. And you know, hopefully we can come out the win. Fortunately, it's at our place. And get us up in the conference a little bit.
Yeah, you got the JV going to Bethany tonight. The varsity's going to go over to Green City. I'm sure there are not a lot of JV players that get in unless, you know, big lead fourth quarter, those sorts of things. But how much is that going to kind of shrink your bench varsity-wise tonight?
Well, we're going to be, as far as what's going to JV, now we got 15 girls, so we're taking 7 to JV and 8 to varsity. And Faith Seamers played quite a bit for us, and Breanne St. Ange has played quite a bit for us, and they're going to go play the JV game tonight. But the ones we got, you know, I want everybody to get lots of playing time, and I think it's going to happen because, you know, I'm taking 8 tonight, and I'm going to be, you know, a couple short, but you know, that means everybody else is going to have to step up, and we'll have to do a good job with our rotation, try to keep fresh legs and, you know, on the floor, because we're going to come out and do what we do. We're going to come out and we're going to press and, you know, try to get after it that way and force some turnovers. So it is what it is. We'll just have to deal with it, and hopefully we can come away with 2 wins tonight.
South Harrison tournament next week. You got a 2 seed, Mercer the 1, Tri-County a 3, and Maysville a 4. As I said, you know, there's not that 12-0 juggernaut sitting there in this tournament. So you got a 2-seed, and you're going to play Northeast Nottoway, which is a different opponent that you don't see every year, 6 o'clock Monday. It's certainly a chance for whomever can kind of put things together and play well next week to have some success over in Bethany.
Yeah, I haven't really looked at that tournament yet. You know, it's kind of slipped up on us here. I know very little about Northeast Nottoway. You know, we'll find something out about it before Monday night. And then, like you said, I think Tri-County is the 3-seed. You know, so we played them once last year, and that was a very physical ball game. I think in the Gilman City tournament we played them. You know, and then but you know, we're going to have to just take care of ourselves, and you know, hopefully stay healthy, and hopefully other teams get to stay healthy, and we're able to play the tournament.
Well, when I talked to you about 3 weeks ago, Coach, you sound like you had the sniffle monsters going when you're dealing with COVID. You sound a lot healthier today on the phone.
Oh, thank you. I feel a lot. I feel a lot healthier. It was a long isolation period, and a lot of sleep. And I think 3 days there, my wife and I both had it. I think I averaged 17 hours a day sleeping. I never slept so much in my life. And you know, and I feel, you know, 100% better now. And you know, I don't wish it on anybody. And I don't know where I got it, and I don't care where I got it, because it's there, and it's, you know, it's going to happen. And you know, I'm happy to be back and ready to go.
Hey, glad to see you back on the sideline. Good luck over at Green City tonight, Coach. We'll catch up with you again next Thursday.
Thank you, Tom.